Blog Talk Radio.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
To have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions.
Hello, Freedomizers.
I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right, hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much today for finding us. I'll be with you sharing pro-freedom news for the next 2 hours and 50 minutes. But I am not alone here. We're going to have Wendy joining us here in just a second. And if you are wondering if we had a guest today, the answer is yes. We have from America's Frontline Doctors, Jeffrey Barkey, joining us here in the third hour. And we can have you as well. The number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I'll make it a point to take your call. So with that, let's go ahead and bring in Wendy.
Hi, Proof.
What's up, Wendy? I found a new applause sound, so I hope that was okay.
Yeah, I like it. Nice. Thank you.
It's much better than this one.
Ha ha! Yeah. It's a better welcome.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. So, anyway, that was a brand new song. So, hope it was all right.
Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean, if it sucks, somebody could tell me. You don't have to be afraid.
No, was it the song just now while I was holding?
Yes.
Yeah, no, both my husband and I like it. My husband, once again, he was dancing along to it because we hang out right after dinner up until 9 o'clock for us. Then he goes into the other room and he plays video games or plays guitar. But up until you pick up, he will listen to the music and he'll dance along to it. So he likes it.
All right.
You're reaching an audience that you didn't even know you had.
No, I do have some fans for the Rambutans music, so I'm always happy about that.
Yeah, of course.
So what have you been working on? Any housewife stuff?
Actually, they skipped Housewives this week, which really makes me sad. But there has been a lot going on still in the news, and I have plenty to talk about tonight. And plenty of questions to talk about with our guests tonight, especially because was it this week or last week that OC, the board, was voting if they should debating if they should implement vaccine passports, which, by the way, can I just add how they called us conspiracy theorists when we said that vaccine passports might be a thing?
Well, don't forget, I've been here a lot longer than you, so yeah, I'm used to being laughed at. It's not a problem.
But apparently, it was either last week or this week. I think it was last week. This week is all wonky for me because this long story with the whole fire alarm system in my condo association. It's driving me crazy. So this week has just been crazy for me, but. So I think it was last week, but yeah, apparently in the OC, they're even talking about QR codes, which is something that I know you have been talking about for a while as well. And people were saying, oh, it's not possible. Well, guess what? They're actually debating it. So I believe our guest is from Orange County, correct?
I don't remember if it's Orange County or San Diego County, but he's over there.
Okay. Yeah, I think he's from Orange County. I know he knows Peggy Hall, and I'm pretty sure she's from Orange County. So.
She's in San Diego County, actually.
Oh, really? I thought she was in OC. I don't know why I thought she was in OC. Oh, maybe
in a town called San Clemente, which is just north of San Diego.
Huh. Okay. I've only ever been to Napa Valley, Sacramento, and I think that's it. So I'm not too familiar with California. And it was when I was much younger. But speaking of Peggy Hall, I did just sign up for her course for employee rights, and I did request a religious exemption for Mitch. Because, as I told you, last week I sent you the email that he received, and this time it's kind of more than a personal request that you get vaccinated. But now it's, for the people that are vaccinated, please get a sticker to put on your badge. And for those who don't, or who will not get vaccinated, or unvaccinated, as they say, they're going to be reviewing and revising the policies and benefits that he received, which is very upsetting because Mitch, my husband, gets free health insurance from this company. I'm on his health insurance as well. He has to pay for me, but for him, it's free. So we're just wondering what they're going to do. And him and some of his friends at work that don't want to jab, they're kind of saying, like, are we going to have to start paying for our health insurance now, which is going to be just one more bill, you know, to put up on top of our other bills. It's not something that we can foresee paying for. I mean, I'm sure we could do it, but it's not something we really want to do. Or are they going to make them go to classes? Are they going to require them to get tested? We really don't know. So we're just a little bit upset about it, and we're trying to be a little precautious about it. And you know what? I just went ahead and I did it. I see her prices keep going up because I think people are purchasing her services more and more. So I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and get it now while I can afford it. Because you just never know. But first and foremost, she's not going to quit. And that's something that everybody should know, is that if your job does require the vaccine, once it gets FDA approval, of course, then make sure you don't quit. Wait to get fired, because then at least you can get the benefit.
Yeah, I mean, unemployment, at least you got something.
At least until you find something else. And I know one of his friends, too, that doesn't want to get vaccinated, who had COVID, he actually got the test, the nasal swab, and ever since he's gotten that swab, he's had a nosebleed every day. So even the testing, he does not want to do.
Right.
Which is understandable. And I don't want Mitch to have to be tested either. So I'm just taking my precautions, and I'm just setting us up so that if anything does happen, then at least we're prepared. Because also, I know I'd mentioned it before, that so long as there is no FDA approval for the vaccine, no job can require you to get it, because it is technically a clinical trial. And for clinical trials, you need your informed, voluntary consent. So an employer requiring you to get the jab is not voluntary informed consent. So I was surprised that Mitch's workplace found kind of somewhat of a loophole in this, in getting people stickers. And they started giving them out this week. And it's a sticker that, it's basically a black and white sticker that just says safe on it.
Oh, wow.
And it goes on your badge. I asked Mitch if he would like me to use my label maker and get him a sticker that says non-cheap or something like that. And show his friends that are also not going to get jabs. I'll be like, I feel like I was missing out. I wanted a sticker too on my jab. So here's my sticker, non-chief. But I wanted to ask this to you because I'm not the wittiest person, but you kind of are. So do you have a better
idea?
You think
so?
Yes.
I find that odd, but I mean, that was my job for a while, back a long time ago, but yeah.
Yeah, so if everybody that's been vaccinated has a sticker on their badge that says safe, what do you think Mitch should have on his badge? Just as a joke.
Unsafe?
Unsafe?
Yeah. I've just let it
go.
Yeah,
plausibly. Yeah, I thought about that one, too. I wasn't sure, but I think it'll be funny just to show his friends just at work that aren't going to get the jab. Not anyone else, just the guys that he's been talking to about it. I think it would be
so,
really funny.
So eight Democrat states went ahead yesterday and today and announced that they are going to re-implement the scam mandates, and Nevada is one of those.
Yes, I saw that, but also I don't think people are going to follow along, or at least not as much. My favorite podcast is in L.A. It's two former frat guys turned comedians. I'm actually seeing one of them next month in Tampa. Woohoo! And they're talking about how in L.A. the mask mandates are back, but they were going places and nobody's wearing the mask. Nobody's listening.
Yeah, I scoped out a few stores today that said they don't care.
Yeah, I think people, hopefully, I'm hopeful that people are starting to realize that you need to stop this. But something funny, like I told you, they are comedians now. So, a serious question. Do you think ugly people are now mad that mask mandates are going away?
Oh, I'm not going there.
That's something that they were discussing. It was funny. It made me laugh. And then I guess there's some rapper that has always worn a mask, like before COVID, before any of all this. And they were saying, like, do you think he's mad that everyone took his look? And then they said, when it's all over and he's still wearing one, are they going to try to send him to therapy to tell him that the virus is over? So some people still think that the virus can, quote unquote, be over at some point. And actually,
so Arizona today, the governor reiterated in Arizona that Arizona does not allow mask mandates. No mayors can approve mask mandates, vaccine mandates, vaccine passports, or discrimination in schools based on those who is or is not vaccinated or is not wearing a scam. We've passed
law,
and it will not change.
Great. I did not see that at all, but that's good news, I think. But
I want freedom, I have to drive an hour and a half, and I can get to either St. George, Utah, or Kingman, Arizona. Or Bullhead City, Arizona, I guess, but I have my choice of a few places to go to if I don't want to support this city here.
Well, I was actually going to tell you about Vegas as well, because you guys have a mask mandate back, correct?
Yeah, starting Friday.
Oh, this Friday?
Yes.
Okay, because I was watching people in Vegas, and they're not wearing masks at all, and that leads me to some place that I think you should check out in Vegas, but I'll tell you about that later. But I was speaking to somebody that lives in Vegas this week. It was for legal services. He's a recruiter, and he said that, yep, that you guys need a better governor, that the mask mandate is ridiculous, and he didn't really want to talk about politics and current events because this was all about legal services, not about politics or anything. But
yeah.
He's on the same page as us, and he's not vaccinated either. I don't know how the conversation led to that. But he's in Vegas. But if I can just talk to you real quick about some place that I think you should go to, and maybe
All
you
right.
have in Vegas. Have you heard of Fly Pie Pizza?
Repeat the name of the place.
Fly Pie?
Slide Time?
Fly Pie Pizza. So fly as in flying an airplane, fly, and then pie as in apple pie, Fly Pie Pizza.
No.
So it looks so cool. You should totally go. It's in Vegas, and you basically, it's a drive-thru. They have somehow the technology to make a pizza within 150 seconds. So it's the
900 degree ovens or something.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But you
That's like Blaze Pizza and all them.
Oh, is that a thing in Vegas? Because I've never seen that, but I saw a YouTuber going through the whole drive-thru, and the drive-thru is like a runway, and then you have to go into a hangar to get your food.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks super cool. And nobody was wearing masks either. They showed the window where people were cooking and stuff, and nobody was wearing a mask. And I don't know, it just looks so cool. Yeah, and I had never heard of it. If I went to Vegas again, I would love to check it out.
All right. Well, if you could do me a favor while you're thinking about it at some point, see if you can find me a link, whether it's Yelp, their website, Facebook, whatever, just so I have reference later.
Yeah, of course. I just know I saw that, and I was like, oh, I got to tell Proof about that. I bet he'd like that place.
All right, hang on. One of my dogs wants to get out of here.
Okay.
Yeah, the dogs sometimes like to watch me do the show, so I was having them here. So,
and
anyway,
also,
Broccoli Man did a Broccoli Man video this morning because I wanted to enter Alex Jones's contest.
Yes.
He did
a
video,
video
contest for $10,000 for the best COVID video where they knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the back and forth between the vax monger and the person at the house. So you saw the video, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to play it real quick. It's about 4 minutes.
Hold it right there. We need to talk to you.
No, thank you. I already have a religion and not trying to convert to yours.
We are here to provide facts for the vaccines. We need to have you provide your vaccine status to us.
You think I am going to tell you what vaccines I have had? Isn't that against HIPAA?
That is false. I am here to provide all the fact-checked information to you. It is not against HIPAA for us to demand you tell us if you have been vaccinated. We just cannot ask your doctor.
Is that so? Then before I tell you about my vaccines, can you tell us when the last time you had syphilis was? How about the last time you had your time of the month?
That is none of your business. I am here to provide you with vaccine information. We are demanding these ladies behind me give you the vaccine for the Delta variant. What are you waiting for?
If the vaccines work, then why are the vaccine makers not liable if there are any problems?
This vaccine has been authorized for use.
For emergency use only. It has not been approved for general use. It is still in testing mode. I am going to wait a bit longer until it is safe.
That is false. You are spreading misinformation. There are no known side effects. It is safe and effective.
But 50,000 people have died from getting it.
That is false. This is the safest vaccine ever.
If they are so safe, then why are the vaccine inserts blank?
There are no side effects. That is why they are blank. Are you worried it takes too long to get your injection? We can do it now. It takes about 40 seconds. You just have to put your mask on.
No, I do not wear scams. I am not a sheep.
You are required to wear a mask regardless of your age, health condition, or vaccine status. You are worse than a drunk driver unless you wear a scam and get this vaccine.
No. No means no. I will not wear a scam. Besides, why would you need to wear a scam if you have already been vaccinated?
Because you need to be safe. You can give the Rona to someone even if you have been vaccinated.
You are not making sense. You say I need to wear a scam to not give you Rona. But you are vaccinated. What are you vaccinated from?
You will be vaccinated from Rona.
But you can still get it?
Yes, you can. That is why we all have to wear masks.
If you have to wear a scam, why get the vaccine?
Because even with a vaccine, you can still get the Rona. That is why we wear masks.
If you have to wear a scam, and the vaccine does not stop Rona, why would someone get a gene therapy?
Because you need to not be selfish.
Excuse me? How am I being selfish?
You are not following groupthink. You are probably a racist. You need to listen to the One World Government and get this injection to stop Rona. Please, sir, put your scam on so we can give you your shots. Quit listening to Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson, and Proof Negative.
You really think I am going to wear a scam and let you inject me with something that has killed 50,000 people? Then I can still get Rona regardless of if I get your gene therapy.
Look, green dude, we tried to do this the nice way. Now since you refuse to comply, we are going to put a TSA naked body scanner right outside your front door. Now when you leave your residence, it will take a picture of your junk. We must do this to make sure the Rona is not inside your person and you're not hiding any InfoWars bumper stickers. In your face. I mean, in your mask.
All right, so that was the stylings of Mr. Broccoli Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I watched it right before this. Well,
I thought it was one of his better ones recently.
Yeah, I was actually, I watched it, and then I went to Seed to Table today. And
oh, okay.
I have to say, I was a little surprised, and I couldn't help myself but laugh. When we were about to check out, there was a couple in masks and gloves shopping.
Mm. They must have forgotten where they were at.
And you know me by now. I don't like making people feel bad, and I'm not a mean person, but I couldn't help but laugh. Especially because the entire store is maskless, including the employees.
They must have recently moved there.
Possibly. They must have felt out of place. I know I would feel out of place if I was like that.
Yeah, but when you're virtue signaling, you don't care if you're out of place.
Right.
You're sending a message.
Mm-hmm. And I actually have something that maybe later on in the show, if we have time, I would like to read you something that Steven Crowder hosted. It's I have to read it because it's like kind of an article, but I think it's pretty darn good, and I think it aligns very well with everything you've been saying about how people who are getting the vaccine are basically just virtue signaling, and quite frankly, we don't care. Leave us alone. As long as you're happy and you have your vaccine, good for you. Leave us alone. And it was kind of an article like that, and I think you would appreciate it. So if we have time tonight, I have it bookmarked.
Okay, so one of the things I know you wanted to talk about here was your congressman, Byron Donalds.
Yeah, I voted for him. And
is he a Republican?
Yes. Yes, he is. And he's met with Alfie. Alfie endorsed him. And he was seen many times at Seat to Table. I think he might actually be from Naples. If not from Naples, then Fort Myers. But I believe he's in Naples. Yes.
So he's well-known and well-liked in the area.
Yes, yes. And we all voted for him.
But he's a white supremacist, though.
Even though he's black?
Yes. Well, they call Candace Owens a white supremacist. I don't know how that can happen. Ben Carson's a white supremacist.
I want to say liberal logic, but at the same time, I was just saying earlier this week that there is no longer a liberal party. It is now the Communist Party.
Right.
So, communist logic.
So you want me to play this clip with Chris Cuomo?
Yeah, sure.
On,
I thought
on
it was
fake
really
news?
Great. Uh-huh. I thought what Byron said was great.
I like the fact that Cuomo is just trying to ignore the fact that 30 seconds before they were talking that he went exactly the opposite of what the guy said. That's what we call Etch-a-Sketchhead.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's get it.
Okay, let's go.
Bring in Republican Congressman Byron Donalds. It's good to see you. How's your family?
They're doing great. It's good to see you.
Good. Problems down there with the variant. Is there a reason for it in your mind that is different from the obvious?
Well, look, what we've seen is that the Delta variant is a little bit more contagious than the original strain. But you have to remember, 85% of our senior citizens are fully vaccinated in Florida. It was a priority of the governor, Governor DeSantis, and of our state government to make sure that senior citizens had all the access necessary to get vaccinated. That has occurred at an 85% clip. Mm-hmm. It starts to drop off as you start going into younger ages. And I think it's also important to understand, Chris, that when you look at different groups that are not getting vaccinated, black Americans, Hispanic Americans are getting vaccinated at lower rates than white Americans and Asian Americans. So I think it's important to understand that you have a ethnic component to this, unfortunately, but you also have to understand that the age component, which is the most important thing, that senior citizens in Florida, by and large, have been vaccinated and have full access to getting vaccines.
But you know that's not the end of the story. Look, I get why you say it. It's certainly important from a lethality standpoint. Nobody is as vulnerable to die as the elderly, so good. But you know that's not the full story. And there is a politicizing of this. Yes, you're right. Certain ethnic minorities don't. Why? You have access, and you also have generations of distrust for different reasons about what's happened with the government interplay in their lives before, true or not true. But I'm talking about something else. The reason has to be, part of the reason that you're seeing what you're seeing in Florida is because of vaccine hesitancy. And an aspect of vaccine hesitancy is politics, especially in your state. Don't Fauci Florida. We all know that was about. Do you feel responsible for spreading a message where I'm not going to take it because I don't care what Biden wants? Byron Donald's not going to take it because he doesn't care what Biden wants. You think that's a good message for people to hear?
Well, the first thing is my message was never about Joe Biden. The message is about me and my own personal health.
I'm not getting vaccinated because I don't want to.
Hold
on, no, no. I want to read your words. I want to read your words.
Byron,
I know you don't get to cut me off. It's my show. But just listen. It has nothing to do with what Joe Biden wants. It has nothing to do with what Joe Biden wants. Funny, I never brought him up when I was deciding whether or not to get vaccinated. Why did you?
A reporter asked me on a news show, and I said it has nothing to do with what he wants. I chose not to get vaccinated because I chose not to get vaccinated. I already had COVID-19 once. I'm 42 years old. I'm in very good health. I actually get checkups regularly and do all those things. That's a personal decision for myself. Members of my family, my wife, my three kids, they've all had COVID. They're not getting vaccinated. They're all healthy. That is a decision they've chosen to make.
You ask your doctor?
For everybody to understand is this. Hold on. Here's the key thing you need to understand. If people in the United States are concerned about contracting and being hospitalized and dying, of course, from COVID-19, please go get vaccinated. I will never tell you not to get vaccinated. What I'm saying is I made a decision not to get vaccinated. And it doesn't matter if it's you or Joe Biden or anybody else that's going to stress or want me to get it. I'm not doing it because
I made that decision. I know, but that's just because you're a free person. Hold on, Byron. That doesn't make you just a free person. All right, freedom isn't just defined as the bold and ability to be strong and wrong. It's about doing the right thing, the best thing. You say if people are worried about getting sick or dying, then they should get vaccinated. What about if people are worried about giving COVID-19 or a variant to others, which you very well could do? You could be doing it right now and not know. Doesn't that matter?
But you just said that people who have actually gotten vaccinated and may have picked up the variant, that the actual symptoms are very, very mild, if any exist at all. There's a member of Congress just came back. He tested positive, and he actually had been vaccinated earlier this year.
That's why
he's back
it's
and he's
not
fine.
Severe.
Talk to him earlier today.
Because he was vaccinated. Because he was vaccinated, Byron. You just made
my
point.
But you're making
that is
but you
point.
Make the wrong point.
What is
you
it?
Are making the point that everybody has to get vaccinated in order to protect everybody. What I'm saying is that if Americans want to get vaccinated, if they want to be protected from COVID-19, whether it's the Delta variant or the new Lambda variant that's coming through our southern border as we speak, if you want to get protected from that, go get the vaccine. I fully promote you
but
doing
if
that.
You don't
but at the same
get
time,
it, then
if there
other
are Americans who
are
don't want
to
get
to
it, they shouldn't be forced to do so.
Nobody, but see, that's the thing. It's a false choice. This isn't about you won't force
it's
me.
It's not a false choice.
It is.
That's actually the accurate choice, Chris.
It's not an accurate choice. Nobody's forcing anybody. You're trying to push it to where people have to be forced. And you're seeing it as a position of strength and advantage.
You're the one that's pushing it, not me. I'm not trying to push it.
There's no question that you're not pushing a vaccine. Everybody should know that about you, Byron Donald. You are not telling people to get vaccinated. You are not pushing it. You are not saying it's the right choice. You're saying you're not doing it and your family's not doing it. And you're leaving out of the equation that you can make other people sick as if that doesn't matter. Okay?
Chris, did you not just hear my answer 30 seconds ago where I said if you want to be protected from these variants and the original strain, please go get vaccinated. I promote you to do that. I just told you live on your own show that if you want to get vaccinated in America, go do it. But if there are Americans like myself who choose not to, please don't berate me for doing that. That is a personal choice I have made with my own health care.
No,
I am allowed to do that. I'm entitled to do
that. Byron, you're absolutely right to do it. You have a right to do it. Two different statements. Okay? Do you have the right? Of course, nobody's debating that except you guys as a false choice. What I'm saying is it right to do it? Have you spoken to a doctor? You're supposed to be a leader. Have you talked to the CDC and the people who are in Florida at the Department of Health about whether or not they think you made a good choice? Because if your answer is just then, well, I don't care what they say. This is me. I'm an American. That is being dumb as a proxy for being bold. And I don't think it's a good message because, remember, it's not just you protecting yourself. It's you protecting me and other people from you. That's why you get vaccinated, not just for yourself. Important distinction. Go ahead.
Actually, the way vaccines work are to protect yourself. A vaccine basically gives you a special cocoon where you actually limit the worst harmful effects of the virus itself or may not get it altogether depending on your own personal physiology. So that's the way vaccines work. Now, to me personally, I did talk to a couple of doctors that I know about it. I told them I already had it, and I'm 42. What do you think? And they said, yeah, you're fine. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. They didn't come and say, no, you have to do it because of everybody else. Because if other people want to be protected, they have access to vaccines. Go get the vaccine. I would never tell anybody not to get vaccinated.
People,
I do totally support it if that's what somebody chooses to do.
Byron, I'm with you.
I don't know why this is hard. It's that simple.
Listen, I totally agree with you. It is very simple. I think you're making it hard because you're seeing some kind of righteousness and a choice to do something that doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But again, that's your right. What I'm saying is something else. You're wrong about how vaccines work. You're only giving part of the prophylaxis, okay? The other aspect to why you take the vaccine is it also reduces, not completely, nothing is perfect, and certainly this vaccine is not, but it also reduces your ability to communicate the virus and make other people infected. That part matters too. Listen, brother, I tell you the same thing every time I talk to you. I wish you well, and I respect you as a leader. I hope you don't get sick again, and I hope your family does not as well. I would never want anything else for you. God bless you, your wife, and your kids. I'm just saying the numbers are going up down in Florida for a reason. They're going up down there for a reason. And it's not just because of the randomness of the variant. Otherwise, you guys wouldn't be getting hit worse. That's all. You're always welcome here. I know I interrupt a little bit. I'm passionate, and I'm scared. I'm worried about this. But, Congressman, I respect you coming on the show.
All right. Of course, anytime. Be all safe.
Right. Be well, and be safe.
Wow. Yeah, that's an interview.
Yeah, I hadn't heard the entire thing. I just heard what I sent you. But you had a lot more.
Yeah, they only did one topic, which is sad.
Yeah. But
I couldn't have somebody as a guest just to yell at them like that. I can't do it. I don't mind having a conversation, and I don't mind disagreeing, but if that's all you're going to do is disagree to prove that you are better at playing Simon Says, then there's something wrong with that, and maybe that person should not be on your show.
Yeah.
You'll notice I don't really put liberals on the show.
I know, yes.
Why?
It's
because I disagree with everything that they're about, and I'm not into virtue signaling, and I'm not going to waste anybody's time. They don't like me. I don't like them. There's no sense in trying to prove that one of us has a bigger banana than the other.
Yeah, you're right. At this point, I've kind of given up. I know I had a couple liberal friends that they don't speak to me anymore, which is okay. And I'm not friends with them on Facebook anymore, and I don't know if it's because they deleted their Facebook or if they blocked me, but better off without them if that's the way they think. Weren't true friends.
Yeah, I just can't. I can't represent liberalism.
No.
And I've kind of realized that for a lot of people, it's a whole mindset, and if you don't buy into everything that they buy into, that they cancel you. So why am I going to try to prove that a friendship is worthy if they're not interested?
Of course not. What really grinds my gears is why aren't they questioning things? And I've told you this before. I know plenty of liberals that I thought were very smart, that I still think are very smart in certain aspects of life. And it just baffles me why they're just riding along the mainstream media and social media train and not questioning anything and just saying, the media says we need to get vaccinated. Oh, let's get vaccinated right away as soon as possible. Yay, we got vaccinated. I'm just a little perplexed about that.
I guess what I'm perplexed about here is that back in 1976, 50 people died from getting the swine flu vaccine, so they took it off the shelf. Now, 2021, 50,000 people died through VAERS and the other 11 companies that are keeping stats of deaths. And it's like, let's keep it going. It's okay.
Well, the thing is that the mainstream media and social media, they're not putting those numbers out there. They just keep saying the vaccines, all of them, are safe and effective. They're not coming out.
I promise you, it's only because they're getting paid to do that.
Oh,
that's why.
100%.
That's why pharmaceuticals, up until a few years ago, were banned from having TV commercials. You might not remember those days, but a pharmaceutical was not allowed to have advertising for that reason.
I wonder what happened.
I guess they didn't put two and two together that something like this would eventually happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just it's a scary world that we're living in right now. But speaking of this, and this just sprung a light bulb in my head, why do you think Zuckerberg is so involved in this? Why has he put himself so much into you need to get vaccinated, anybody that says anything against what the...
Well, it got him rich, that's why.
Because what?
It got him rich.
He was already rich before this.
Yes, but what you don't understand is when you're in the top 10, for example, as richest people in the world, their whole goal is to move up the chart. That's basically a worship for them.
Huh. See, I can't understand that. I can't wrap my head around that because to me it's like, hey, if I have enough money and I can retire and I can just enjoy my
family. Yeah, but you're not a globalist
family?
1%er. So if you're Warren Buffett and you're $50 million behind Elon Musk for the world's number 3 richest person, then you're going to try and do something to get 60 to 70 million in right away so you could pass the next person.
That's just not me, though. I just don't have that mentality.
But you probably don't have a few million dollars in the bank either, though.
No, I do not. But I just feel like if I had enough money to retire now, even though I'm only 30, and I could spend the rest of my time with my family going on vacations and just having a good time, I would totally go for it. But I don't see it as a competition with money-wise. So that just kind of surprises me.
No, but that's what it is. When you don't have any goals and you don't really talk to... The only people that you know are the ones that are either your equals or you know for a fact that they only like you for your money. So the goal is to have even more. It's a status symbol.
Sad. Very, very sad.
That's why Jeff Bezos rode that phallic symbol up into space for 11 minutes.
Oh, gosh.
Because he could say he did it. None of the other people can say they did that.
Mm-hmm. Well, when that happened, Mitch actually texted me like, oh, no, Jeff Bezos went into space and he actually made it back. That's frustrating. And then he's like, is there a better name for Jeff Bezos? Such as, like, we have for, instead of Newsom, we have Nuisance, and instead of Whitmer, we have Witchmer, and instead of Cuomo, we call him Cuckoo. He's like, is there a good name for him? And Trump actually gave him a good name, Jeff Bozo.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
That was the first time I heard of it, and I laughed. I said, yep, that's what we're calling him from now on, Jeff Bozo. Although I have had to buy a few things from Amazon, unfortunately.
Maybe we got the 0.5% from you on Amazon Smile.
Well, the thing is that I already have Prime for the entire year. And, yes, I do have your Give Assistance, I think that's what it's called, set up on my browser.
All right.
But I did have to buy a few things that I just can't find unless I just get them on Amazon. And like we have Prime until October, we already paid for it. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go ahead and do it. But speaking of, I just bought something.
Maybe you'll re-up in October. Who knows?
Oh, I don't know. I probably won't. But I do have to say, tonight I did buy an ice maker because our freezer's ice maker broke. It's so weird about fridges. I don't know why the ice maker is always the first thing to go. It happened to my parents' freezer, too, when I was living there when I was younger. But
I think, personally, you're always better off having a separate ice maker because you can add your own water as opposed to having the fluoridated water be made into ice cubes.
True, yeah. And we, for the past few months, we've been buying ice trays and filling it up with our filtered water. But it is nice having ice cubes. And so we just went ahead and bought one. And one of the comments on one of them that we were considering was saying, oh, now that everyone is vaccinated, we can go back to having parties, and this ice maker is going to be perfect for this. We didn't get that one.
Oh, okay.
We got a different one. Just for that comment, we were like, nah. That's just a sign that we don't need it. Because, I mean, it was about $130. So, I mean, it's not cheap, but it's going to be worth it because every weekend we're, like, buying ice and stuff. But speaking of October, there's something interesting that I'd like to talk to you about that I don't know if you have even heard about it, because I think this might be a rumor in Europe. And it's my mom that sent it to me. And it was a person speaking in French, so I didn't bother sending you the video because I assume you can't understand French. But he was talking about how his friend in Italy, who was part of the vaccine clinic and stuff, was saying that it's all over October 20th.
What's on October 20th?
Apparently, either the vaccinations are going to be expired or there's going to be a new treatment that is going to make the vaccines obsolete. Now, I don't know if this is true. I don't know who this guy is. I've never heard of him before. It was just my mom that sent it to me. But apparently this is a rumor going around in Europe that in October, and if we can just stay strong until October, the vaccines are going to be obsolete.
So I wonder if they're banking on the fact that Robert Kennedy Jr. is going to have his lawsuit by then.
No idea.
I'm not going to rest on that at all. I'll believe that when I see it.
Exactly. That's kind of how I felt too. But it was something that my mom said when I saw her earlier today. And when I told her that I was doing the radio show with you tonight, she said, make sure you mention that. See if he knows anything about it. So I had to mention it to you.
I don't.
Yeah. I think that it's only a European rumor right at this point. Because, you know, in Europe right now, you have to have basically a vaccine passport to go to bars, cafes, bakeries.
Believe me, they want that here. They're trying.
But didn't the Biden administration say no to that?
Yeah, they said that was a conspiracy theory back in January.
Right. But it's happening in OC, for example, or they're trying to, or they're at least debating it in OC.
No, Chicago also.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have restaurants now where if you don't have your gene therapy, that you have to only eat outside at one of the three or four tables in front of the restaurant, and you have a limited menu. So if you want the better menu, then you have to go inside.
Inside.
And that means you have to get vaxxed.
Okay, so two things about that. First of all, I did see in Atlanta, Georgia, there was a restaurant that on their front door had a sign that said, no vax, no service.
Right.
So I went on their Yelp page, and I couldn't help myself. I wrote a review, a one-star review. If I could have done a zero-star review, I would have. And I said, no vax, no service? None of my money either. What a shame. But I'm surprised about the menu thing. Why can't unvaccinated people have certain or have everything on the menu?
Because that would not be enticing enough for someone to get a COVID jab.
Huh. Okay. So they're trying to pressure more people to get the jab so that they can eat everything that they want on the menu.
Yeah.
As if that's a wonderful incentive. That is shocking that people are actually falling for that. And I don't think people really are. I think people at this point that haven't gotten the jab aren't going to. I think it's going to take a whole lot more convincing than saying, hey, you can't order these things off the menu. Or, hey, you can't get free donuts.
Yeah, but that's what they're going to push because they think that will get people to go there. Personally, I don't think it makes a difference to me because I really don't care.
Well, to me, I wouldn't support it. I wouldn't support any restaurant that would do something like that. Just like, isn't the whole BLM movement and stuff saying, like, we need equality and to be inclusive and stuff, but then, oh, if you're unvaccinated, we're being treated as if we have cooties and we have to sit outside and get a limited menu and not be allowed to do certain things that we normally would be able to do in our day-to-day lives? How is that equality and inclusiveness?
Yeah, but it's their inclusiveness, so that's what's more important. It's not your inclusiveness. It's the fact that you have to give in to them. It's not that there's an equal ground. It's that you have to support their views and their thoughts, or else it's not a friendship. You have to give in 100%.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't going to happen. I just know I saw that, and that made me so mad when I saw that. And another thing that made me mad is I'm not 100% sure it's true, but it's something else my mom sent me. And apparently DeSantis and Hannity are saying to just go ahead and get the vaccine, just go get it done.
Yeah.
Did you read about this?
No, but I've heard him talk about it.
That makes me really upset. Well, I'm sending you the link right now.
Yeah, so Hannity's pushing the vaccines like you wouldn't believe, except the one thing is that he does not think that there should be any laws or force on it. He just thinks everybody should get it because.
Why?
So that doesn't offend me that much. If somebody's saying that people should be arrested for not getting it, that's completely different. If someone wants to virtue signal, it's not my thing, but I'm not gonna get that mad at them.
Yeah, I know, but why are they saying, yeah, go and get it done, you should get it done, just like Trump did too, which upset me. When I saw that.
Hey, like I said, I'm not proud of them for doing that. They're virtue signaling, but I'm not going to be as offended as people that are trying to mandate this.
Right. Yeah, of course. But I was just proud to see Byron today saying, it's your choice, whatever you want to do, but you know what? My choice is that I'm not going to do it. I've made a decision. So has my family. And I like that. And I think that we need more people in politics that are just going to be straight up with us and say, you know what? Nope, not going to do it. But I just feel like politicians are just so corrupt. And I'm realizing
this more and
more. Well,
a lot of it is obviously because they got paid for it. So that's a lot of it.
Right. Huh.
But that's what happens when you have a one-party system.
Yeah. Wow, you just kind of opened up a new thought bubble in my head. Yeah, that's right.
What's
they
that?
Possibly got paid for it.
Well, that's what lobbyists do.
Mm-hmm.
And the media, yeah. most of the advertising, and I will say, if you watch your Real Housewives, you'll notice that there's equal pharmaceutical to everything else, or maybe there's more pharmaceutical than everything else combined. And if you go against Pfizer, then guess what? You're not getting paid.
Sure. I mean, I know that there's, like, influencers and YouTubers that always get sponsorship deals, and they're saying how this product is so great, blah, blah, blah. And at the beginning, when I first started watching YouTube, I was thinking, oh, this looks great. This looks like an awesome product that I need to buy for myself. I could really use it. And then the more I started watching YouTube and following more and more people, I started realizing, wow, they're basically just advertising for products. And it really made me wonder, are they even using these products as they say they are? And my thought is no. I don't think they are.
Well, I will say that out of 10 ads on a Smell-O-Vision channel, 6.5 to 7 of them are for pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on purpose. Because they're the ones paying all the bills, so they have to make sure that Big Pharma gets represented.
Sure. I mean, I don't watch commercials anymore. Everything I watch is recorded, so I can skip commercials. But I know when I used to watch commercials and try to skip through them as much as I could, yeah, there was a lot of pharmaceutical advertisements. Some of them that I thought I should take, too, and ended up not working well for me at all. But
yeah, so
they definitely
buy their influence.
Yes, that 100% they do. But it's a scary thought when you see that politicians might be bought out as well.
Well, it's true. That's what lobbyists do.
Mm-hmm.
So there's another Tucker Carlson clip that I wanted to play regarding the January 6th commission that this one came out yesterday.
Oh, perfect. Mitch was just telling me.
And the January 6th commission convened on Capitol Hill for its first day of hearings. And if you tuned in, we did, hoping for an answer to some of the many outstanding mysteries that remained from that day, you probably came away disappointed because there weren't any answers provided. For example, we still don't know who shot an unarmed Air Force veteran called Ashley Babbitt or why she was killed. We still don't know what's on those thousands of hours of surveillance footage that the government for some reason persists in hiding from us. Why can't we see it? We still don't know how many FBI informants were in the crowd inside the Capitol on January 6th or to what extent they encouraged others to break the law. Why can't we know? Someday, we'll get the answers. We always do. But the hearings today seem designed to keep those answers from us. So much for transparency. The one thing we did learn, it's something we'd long suspected but had never seen confirmed, is that an awful lot of members of Congress are emotionally fragile. Some seem unstable, really. Some, to the point they might qualify for federal disability on those grounds. They certainly cry a lot. As members of Congress filed into the House chamber, a servant handed out tissues for the weeping that was certain to ensue. It didn't take long for Republican Adam Kinzinger of Illinois to make good use of the Kleenex. Watch.
I never expected a day to be quite as emotional for me as it has been. You know, you talk about the impact of that day. But you guys won. You guys help. You know, democracies are not defined by our bad days. We're defined by how we come back from bad days. how we take accountability for that.
It was all too much for Adam Kinziger. He wept just thinking of it. He let himself go, let it all pour out right there in the hearing. Couldn't help it. Kinziger hadn't cried this hard since he drank too much rosé while watching the final rose ceremony on The Bachelor, the one where they were mean to Brianna. Adam Kinziger is a highly sensitive plant, and he doesn't care who knows it. But what surprised us was Adam Schiff of California. You think of Adam Schiff as a kind of tough character. A few years ago, he single-handedly took on an entire Facebook page full of Russian memes and lived to tell the story. Schiff once accused us on this set of working for Vladimir Putin, so naturally we pegged him as a pretty hard guy. But even Putin-fighting heroes have their limits. As Schiff recalled the horrible image, the nightmare, really, of the QAnon shaman wandering aimlessly around the Capitol in a psilocybin haze, carrying the American flag, he broke down and pretended to cry. Watch it if you can. It's a moving moment.
And God help us. And if we're so driven by bigotry and hate that we attack our fellow citizens as traitors, if they're born in another country or they don't look like us, and God help us. But I have faith because of folks like you. And Adam, I didn't expect this would be quite so emotional either, but it must be an Adam thing today.
Oh. Yeah, it's an Adam thing. Did Adam Schiff just complain that others were calling people traitors? Really? He cried anyway. And suddenly you could see why these guys want women to fight our wars. We may have no choice. They're clearly enough for it. Now, how afraid are Schiff and Kinziger and their friends in Congress of the QAnon shaman coming back? Well, they're afraid enough that they've allocated themselves more police protection than most American cities get at a time when most American cities are becoming much more dangerous and thousands of Americans are dying. And it's not an exaggeration, by the way. We pulled the numbers. The U.S. Capitol Police, their personal bodyguards, have a budget of more than $460 million a year, and that number is rising. How much money is that? Well, for perspective here, the police budget for the entire famously dangerous city of Detroit is well under $380 million. Oh, so the U.S. Capitol, 535 elected representatives, have almost $100 million more per year in law enforcement money than the entire city of Detroit. In Atlanta, where shoppers are routinely shot at the mall, the police budget is just over $200 million a year, less than half of what those 535 members allocate themselves. Now, to be fair, no one in Detroit has to deal with the QAnon shaman, so it's not really an apples-to-apples comparison. So how do you justify a budget like this? How do you prove that you're so endangered that you need more than twice the budget for law enforcement that the entire city of Atlanta has in the middle of a crime epidemic? Well, to justify it, Democrats today picked four carefully curated police officers to testify as the voice of the law enforcement community. We told you about one of them, a man called Harry Dunn, and we told you he would probably turn out to be a partisan activist, and we were right about that. Watch as Harry Dunn claims to know that Officer Brian Sicknick of the U.S. Capitol Police died not from a stroke, that's what the Washington, D.C. medical examiner determined, but instead from, quote, injuries sustained during the line of duty on January 6th.
Before I begin, I'd like to take a moment of my time to ask for a moment of silence for my fallen colleague, Officer Brian Sicknick, who died from injuries he sustained in the line of duty defending the capital of our beloved democracy.
There's nothing wrong with asking for a moment of silence in the memory of Officer Brian Sicknick. We welcome that. You're not supposed to lie in a congressional hearing, and he just did. There is zero evidence to support the claim you just heard that Officer Sicknick died from injuries at the Capitol. But of course, Harry Dunn just said it anyway. That's not true, but he wasn't the only one who said things that weren't true. Harry Dunn was joined today by several other officers, including a Capitol Hill cop called Aquino Gonnell. Watch as Gonnell compares what happened on January 6th to the Iraq War.
And we were not letting them in. They tried to convert us. They tried to persuade us to let them in. My time compared to Iraq, totally different. This is our own citizens. people who we've sworn an oath to protect, but yet they are attacking us with the same flag that they claim to represent. It was bad.
So those of us who disapprove of rioting, who said what happened on January 6th was wrong, are at risk of becoming a little bit cynical when people like that and virtually every member of Congress on both sides intentionally overstate what happened when they lie and they don't stop lying when they compare it to the Civil War or 9/11. They make us all very cynical and make us suspect that they're lying all the time. Because actually what happened on January 6th, according to the video we do have, does not look a lot like Iraq. It's not Fallujah. In Iraq, the military didn't wave al-Qaeda into the green zone, and yet, according to the video, that's exactly what happened on January 6th. Officers let the rioters into the Capitol. They had casual conversations with them inside the Senate chamber. Some of the rioters had face paint and carried American flags. But for the U.S. Capitol Police, which is used to checking IDs and leaving firearms unattended in bathrooms, loaded firearms, apparently it was very much like 9/11. And that's why, according to D.C. police officer Michael Fanone, we need to conduct immediate investigations into the political views of everyone in Washington, including members of Congress and their staff.
That is what I am looking for, is an investigation into those actions and activities which may have resulted in the events of January 6th, and also whether or not there was collaboration between those members, their staff, and these terrorists.
Okay, so you're looking for the real threat from January 6th that happened after the fact. It's statements like that. It's claims like that. It's changes in policies like that. It's the deep politicization of law enforcement that has become normal after January 6th. And that just proves it right there. That testimony that you just heard. People like Michael Fanone are responsible for enforcing the law. As a reminder, that's it. They don't make the law, they enforce the law. And yet you just heard him call for some sort of ideological inquisition into people he doesn't agree with in Washington. And that is unacceptable, and it should make you very nervous. Watch Fanone cite the psychological trauma he endured as an excuse for ditching our Bill of Rights.
I've been left with the psychological trauma and the emotional anxiety of having survived such a horrific event.
Now, not to in any way underplay the crimes that were committed on January 6th, and there were crimes committed on January 6th, but compared to what? What's interesting is that Michael Fanone didn't mention experience any trauma during the time he spent last year on the D.C. police force. Remember, it was just last summer that rioters in Washington torched the oldest Episcopal church in the city, St. John's, just steps from the White House. Dozens of police officers were injured that day. It took Secret Service had to move to take the president to a bunker. Remember that? A few weeks later, another mob assaulted Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky and his protective detail as they left the White House. Remember that? A BLM rioter called Brennan Sermon punched a cop in the face, a cop who was trying to get Rand Paul to safety. The cop was injured so badly he required surgery to repair his face. What's interesting is what happened next. So no one called that BLM lunatic a dangerous insurrectionist. Adam Kinzinger didn't cry thinking about him. Liz Cheney hasn't gone on CNN to denounce him or compare him to somebody flying a Japanese Zero at Pearl Harbor or to al-Qaeda on 9/11. Why? Interesting. Because the BLM guy supports the program. So what happened to him? Well, he was detained briefly for his crimes, assaulting a police officer who required surgery, and then he was released from jail on his own recognizance. He did not rot in solitary in the D.C. jail for 6 months and counting for a nonviolent offense like so many of the Trump voters on January 6th. You noticing a difference here? No one in Congress seems to notice the difference. During today's hearings, Officer Harry Dunn inadvertently made that point. When people in charge condone crimes, he said, things tend to fall apart.
They had marching orders, so to say, when people feel emboldened by people in power, they assume that they're right. Like the one of the scariest things about January 6th is that the people that were there, even to this day, think that they were right. They think that they were right, and that makes for a scary recipe for the future of this country.
Yeah, well, he's right about that. Quote, when people feel emboldened by people in power, they assume they're right. And that is absolutely true, but not in the way that Officer Dunn meant it. That is precisely why the country burned last year and no one was ever held responsible for it. Not the people who did it, not the people who funded it, not the many members of Congress who condoned it publicly. And we await a commission on that.
All right, so that was the news stylings of Tucker Carlson on that particular segment.
Yeah, like I told you, or I had messaged you, Mitch told me that we should talk about this tonight because he saw it too. Because ever since you told me about Tucker Carlson, I told him about Tucker Carlson, and now he's watching him too.
All right, so talk to us. What do you want to share with us tonight?
About this, nothing much except I think that what some possibly. I don't want to say the majority, but a lot of people have the wrong idea of what happened January 6th.
Yeah. Well, I know we've covered it quite often here over the
last
8 months.
Yeah, so it's not worth repeating. It's just that it's still shocking to me that people can't wrap their minds around that. You know what? Maybe what you're being told isn't the truth. And I don't know how they can so blindly follow CNN without questioning anything.
Well, that's because they were told to do so. That's why.
I suppose.
I want to give one other Tucker Carlson clip that's about 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
But he's talking about how stupid the CDC looks because they're requiring scams for people that actually got the gene therapy.
Right.
All right, so let me get my audio set up here so that it's loud enough.
Okay.
All right, let's see this. All right, I should be good here.
We appreciate it. Thanks, Tucker. There's a huge political component to all of this, and to assess it, who better than our senior political analyst here at Fox, the great Britt Hume. Britt, thanks so much for coming on. So if you can't answer very basic questions about a policy on which most Americans, including me, I've had a million vaccines in my life, as we all have. I think vaccines are great. But if you can't answer even the most basic questions, can you really force the policy on the population?
Well, if the issue now, Tucker, is that we need to get everybody vaccinated so we'll have herd immunity and basically the pandemic will be over, and you've got a certain segment of the population that are hesitant to get the shot, I don't see how it advances the cause very well when you have Joe Biden fully vaccinated walking around out there doors with a mask on. I don't see how it makes any sense for Joe Biden, as you showed him earlier on a Zoom call, wearing a mask with nobody anywhere near him.
Wouldn't you think he'd be? I mean, do you think that Putin could have infected him through the fiberglass?
What worries me is when you say something like that, the next thing you know, the CDC will come out and warn against it.
It's making me nervous.
Well, the CDC has been all over the place on vaccines. So has our government. Remember back way early on, when the disease was first breaking out here. What did Dr. Fauci say? He said, if you wear a mask, it might keep a few droplets from getting out, but it's not going to give you the protection you think it is. Now, the masks that we see and wear are not exactly, you know, something new. Doctors have been wearing masks in operating rooms and nurses and medical people have been wearing them for the longest time. We know a lot. We presumably know a lot about them. And what we know informed what he said originally. Now, somehow, in the midst of this, it's become an absolutely essential protection. I think a lot of people doubt that. But now we have a situation in which you see people wearing masks who are fully vaccinated. What does that say about how useful it is to get vaccinated? I mean, either the vaccines work, and we're told they do, or they don't.
Right.
And if they do work, then what's the need for the mask? I'm talking about outdoors, of course, but indoors as well.
Of course, it doesn't make any sense.
It makes absolutely no sense. And people looking at this are going to say, well, I'm not even, the government isn't making sense about this. The messaging is inconsistent. I don't know what to do, but I don't want some chemical, relatively new chemical stuck in my arm. Now, look, I'm fully vaccinated. Yes. I encourage everybody to do that. I think it's a mistake not to get one. But I can certainly understand why people would be hesitant given the way the government's been all over the place on this issue.
They're making people afraid and cynical.
I think so.
Yeah. It seems very... Last question. Have you heard anybody answer the question that you just posed, we've been posing? If the vaccine works, and we all believe it does, why are we wearing masks?
Well, what they'll tell you is, well, even if you're fully vaccinated, you can still contract COVID. You may not be sick, you may be asymptomatic, but you may be carrying it. And, of course, in doing that, you may give it to somebody who's not vaccinated, and that person could get sick and maybe die. Remember this, though, Tucker, about this. All this from the beginning, when we've known all along. It way disproportionately affects the elderly and those with certain other ailments, right? We've done a terrible job of protecting them. Terrible job, New York being the most conspicuous example. Meanwhile, we quarantined the healthy,
of course,
which is a previously unheard of medical practice.
Making your children play soccer in a mask, which
That's
is grotesque.
That's crazy.
It's abuse.
Right. We should treat that way.
It's great to see you. Thank you.
All right.
Well, there's new evidence that Big Tech has coordinated with elected officials to censor opinions that they don't like. That is.
All right. So anyway, the one clip I really wanted, I for whatever reason, I can't pull it from Rumble, and I haven't seen it anywhere else. So, but that's basically, it's something I would have played anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I'm curious to know why he thinks that it's a mistake if we don't get vaccinated.
Yeah, like I said, that's the virtue signal, and I don't care what those people say. I'm not, it's not a big concern to me.
Oh,
he's not saying it should be illegal.
Yeah, I just want to know their reasoning. And I'm a pretty logical person, and I just don't see the reasoning behind it. So I'm always wondering, is there something I'm missing? Is there something I'm overlooking? Because to me, it makes perfect sense not to get vaccinated. And
no, I get it.
If you look at the numbers, we're pretty much the same. At least that's what one of my friends was telling me today, was that if you look at the numbers of deaths, we're pretty much the exact same, even with the vaccine. And apparently COVID wiped out the flu, which that's a shocker, apparently. And while you were playing that, I did look something up, and I'm a little upset about it. Apparently, Disney World has gone back to requiring masks again.
Yeah. I thought that that DeSantis got rid of those mandates, but I guess there's only so much he could do. I don't know.
Well, he got rid of businesses requiring patrons to show that they have had the vaccination to shop or patronize their shop or restaurant, whatever. But I think that the mask situation is still on the county level. And he's not requiring it statewide.
Because I saw the mayor of Palm Beach, Florida today say that they're going to try to get vaccinated people to wear scams, but they're worried that Governor DeSantis might not let them.
Well, I hope he doesn't. But I also hope that he does the same thing for unvaccinated people, because at this point, if you are so blind to think that masks work at all, even just a little bit, then where have you been? Have you been living under a rock? I think it is clear now.
And I like when people say that that the scams obviously worked last year. If they worked, why are we still playing the COVID game?
Yep. Exactly. But at this point, I don't know how to get through to those people. And those people that are still wearing masks and stuff probably have gotten the jab and probably are just too far gone at this point to make any sense out of anything with them. But I am very sad about the Disney World news that now there's scams required again.
So Netflix is also going to require gene therapy for actors and crew on productions in the U.S.
See, that makes me mad. They actually did something earlier this year that made me cancel their premium services because I used to have 3 DVDs out at a time and their streaming, and I know I canceled their DVD services because of something, and I wish I could remember why right now. I know it wasn't that. I can't remember. But now that makes me even happier that I canceled my DVD services with them.
Yeah, I'm just having a hard time where if you get somebody big, like I don't even know who the big actors are anymore, but if you score a sitcom deal with the biggest actor in Hollywood and you have to ban the show because the guy doesn't want to get gene therapy, that's all I could say. I just can't believe that they would be that important for Netflix.
Yeah, I'm sure they're not. But they're all in Hollywood, so chances are they have already happily gotten the jab. This past year, I have realized how toxic Hollywood is and how corrupt it is, too. And I've always said this, that I don't think that celebrities should tell you who to vote for or should have any say in any kind of politics. Hey, you're an actor, go act. Or you're a singer, go sing, you're a dancer, dance. But do not get involved in politics when it doesn't concern you. Because they're influencers, and they influence young people. So 18-year-olds that just got their voter registration, they're going to vote with their favorite celebrity. And I don't think that's right. I think that celebrities should just keep to themselves, their political views. They're free to have whatever political view that they have. Sure. But don't broadcast it to young and
you mean you don't care what political party Billie Eilish votes for?
I don't even know who Billie Eilish is. I've heard the name before, but I don't know who that is.
But what if Lady Gaga votes Democrat? Aren't you interested?
Never liked her.
But Justin Bieber did a benefit concert for Creepy Joe. Don't you care?
Never liked him either. I can tell
That's
you something
because
that
you're
I am
selfish.
Upset about. What?
That's because you're selfish.
Oh. Oops. Didn't realize.
But go ahead.
But
you have something?
Yeah, something that I'm very upset about. You know, I talked to you about Logan Paul before. He's
okay.
The one that boxed Floyd Mayweather recently. Yeah, he came out on his podcast and was talking about critical race theory. And he was saying how not being anti-racist is being racist. And he came out with this whole speech about it. And I know Steven Crowder, came out with this whole blog about it and totally tore Logan Paul apart, which I totally side with Steven Crowder on this, but at the same time, I was just cringing at what Logan Paul had to say, and I was just so disappointed. And it's like, where did he go wrong? Because he grew up like a nice little Ohioan boy, and I know his dad is, you know, he's a hardworking guy, likes to live on a ranch, stuff like that. So I know his dad did raise him like that. So L.A., Hollywood, really changed him. Logan. But it made me sad. But again, I think Hollywood is corrupt. And the more I hear about stories, because there are a lot of influencers now that are coming out and talking about what goes on at Hollywood parties and how they get away with so many things. And it's kind of just opened my eyes like, wow, Hollywood really is very corrupt. And I'm glad that I've never been there and I don't plan on it.
Yeah, I had an opportunity like 20 years ago, 25 years ago to move to L.A. and I turned it down.
Why did you turn it down?
I wasn't interested. I was told that moving to L.A. would help my stand-up comedy career, and I'm like, I don't need it that bad. I'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I only know one person that has gone to L.A., and they told me that it was terrible. It was disgusting. There were homeless people everywhere. There was trash everywhere on the street. And this was years ago, like possibly 10 years ago. So I know that turned me off because before I saw it in the movies and everything and showing like how everybody wants to go to Hollywood and make it big and how you have so much opportunity. So from the movies, I thought, yeah, that's totally a place I want to go to, and I want to visit Beverly Hills, and I want to possibly see celebrities. But after hearing what they had to say, and more I hear about L.A. and California, the entire state, actually, I'm thinking I'm okay staying here in Florida.
So have you been following the Olympics at all?
No. Why, have you?
Not really, but I know that the gymnast Simone Biles, they were really they were upset because she was beating everybody so badly that they had to pretty much punish her because they needed to make things more equal for the other people.
Wow.
So she cited mental health disorder and canceled herself out of the Olympics.
Wow, I mean, I read a headline or two that she was out, but I didn't know the reason why. I didn't look into it. I know her because she was on Dancing with the Stars once. But other than that, that's the only reason why it caught my eye. But I didn't look into it. I didn't realize it was because of that. So I guess it's kind of like the whole math thing, the math is racist thing in school. You know how if you're more advanced, you can't go into a higher math class. You have to stay with the average people, even if you're well above average, so that you have the same opportunity to get into college and get the same job opportunities. That's what that reminds me of. That they just want everybody to be equal, average.
Yeah, so she was getting upset because she would make her routine so difficult just so she could get close to the same scores that she would get otherwise. And she was getting docked for it. And she's like, I don't want to do this.
Wow, what a competitor.
Well, it would be the equivalent of Tom Brady won too many Super Bowls. So from now on, he's only allowed to pass the ball using his head. He can headbutt the ball. Everybody else can throw it with their hands. It's kind of like that. I hate saying it. Or Michael Jordan can only use one arm when he's shooting a ball.
Right.
So I understand it. I'm not going to say that Simone Biles is a crybaby, but there obviously was some bias there, and they're trying to make America last instead of America first. And if somebody's mm-hmm. embarrassing the competition that badly, they don't want that, because then everybody else is like, why am I going to show up?
Right. Yeah, that could be a reason. For me,
never mind. I believe the best should go unfiltered and just it's their fault for not being as good as you.
Of course. I mean, if you're a competitor, if this is your profession, which it is for her, then, I mean, show it off. Do your best. Always do your best. And if you win, you win. That's awesome. So that's sad.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to do, I just want to make sure you understand here that the International Olympic Committee basically put restrictions on her so that she would have a much harder time to win when the other competitors don't have the same restrictions.
Oh, that I did not realize.
That's what I'm trying to say. That's why I said that Tom Brady would only be allowed to headbutt the ball, whereas everybody else can throw it.
I thought you were just making a joke. I didn't realize that.
No.
Okay. Wow. See, I thought that was all a joke. So that shows how out of the loop I am and how unbelievable that is to me.
No, it's like everybody expected Simone Biles would get the highest scores possibly ever and break records, and the other gymnasts are like, well, why am I going to be here? So they tried to make things more equal so that Simone would have to not be allowed to do certain things, but everybody else could.
Huh. Oh, so that's why she quit? Or whatever she did, she dropped herself out?
Yeah.
Okay. See, I
yeah, she's citing that she was angry and had a mental health disorder. But that's the disorder, is that she did not want to compete when she was given extra different rules, but only for her.
Oh, okay. Well, then I feel like I'm a little more on her side. If that happened to me and I was talented like that and I was told I can't do this, this, and that, but other people could, then I would say, okay, then screw you. I'll go and do something else.
I did watch one news feed for a second because my wife's dad was watching the stupid thing. And I did catch some American swimmer. They said, hey, put the mask on, and then when the cameras are back on, you could take it off. And then it was like as soon as he put it on, then the camera was on him, and he took it right off. So it was like on for 10 seconds, just a virtue signal. And I can't watch that.
No. I mean, I've never watched the Olympics. It's not my thing. Sports aren't my thing.
I can't watch a world virtue signal.
No.
I'm not anti-sports. I like sports. I'm just anti-virtue signal.
Of course. So what about the audience? I assume the audience also has to all wear a mask? or be vaccinated?
They did not allow audience, only media and immediate family members.
Oh, okay. See, again, this is how much I am far out of the loop when it comes to sports.
And a lot of times it's not even immediate family members. It might be like if there's a 16-year-old, then their mom could come or something. That's about it.
Hmm. Well, what a great event this time. But didn't they push it back? Like, wasn't it supposed to be last year that the Olympics were supposed to be going on or something?
And they're
COVID?
Still calling it the 2020 Olympics.
Oh, really? That's interesting. I did not know that. I figured they'd be the 2021 Olympics, but okay.
So, American Postal Workers Union today, they opposed the COVID-19 gene therapy mandates that they were given today.
Who did?
The American Postal Workers Union, with about 220,000 postal workers.
So they were given mandates today?
Yes.
How does that make sense when it's not FDA approved yet?
Well, the CDC agreed that states can now issue mandates regarding the gene therapy.
Huh. That is very troubling to me because I did not know about that.
Yeah, they're acting like it's approved. So just because it's approved for emergency use only, they're going to take that and spin it as much as they possibly can.
So what happened? What did USPS do?
They opposed it as much as I know. So you got 220,000 people that are saying no. Finally, you have some kind of union standing up. I thought the football union would be standing up, but I guess not.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's also a teachers union because I know my best friend Nikita, she's a teacher, and she refuses to get the vaccine at this point because she's pregnant, and she doesn't want her husband to get it either because they want to have more kids. And it's uncertain what it can do with fertility. So that makes me nervous about if that's going to happen with the teachers union.
Unions are basically pushing this, though.
Oh, I think so, too. Which I hope Nikita's going to be okay with, you know, standing strong and everything, especially because she's supposed to have her baby in December now, so I don't know. That's a little upsetting to me, and I had not heard about that, but I do want to look up about the USPS trying to enforce it.
By the way, we're going to go ahead and bring Critic in for a few minutes, but I have one last thing before a guest comes in I don't know if you saw, but the founder of the group ZZ Top passed away today.
I don't think I know what that is.
They were huge in the 1980s. They had like Texas classic rock and roll. They're the three guys with the hats and the very long beards and the coats. Let's see, Sharp Dressed Man was their biggest hit, maybe, or Legs. If you listen to classic rock, you can't go 10 songs without hearing them.
I don't listen to classic rock, so I don't know.
All right. Mm-hmm. I bet even Critic knows who ZZ Top is. Welcome in, Critic.
Yeah, actually, surprisingly enough, I actually know or knew who they were. They had some hit in 1985 that I remember. I can't think of it now. I probably know it if I hear it.
You probably recognize this song. I'm not going to play it too much. All right, that's enough of them. But
I've heard that one, and there's another one that I'm thinking of too. But anyway, my father called me today.
Okay.
And asked me if I would reconsider taking that shot again. And I told him, hell no. And told him about
It's even more of a no now than it was last month.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I got news for you. We're all going to die someday. But I'm going to die, you know, Vera, when the Lord tells me. Not some mark of the beast step. And I don't take stuff that's experimental. And you don't know what's going into you.
Good for you for sticking up for yourself. That's great.
Well, I told him in the beginning I wasn't picking. He knows I'm doing alternative therapy anyway.
Right.
So, you know.
Yeah, that gene therapy would just reduce everything that you just did.
Yeah. Well, it's the fact that I told him, and I said, well, okay, and I just had somebody in your family that was encouraging me to do that. Now, the difference is that one of us is alive and the other is not. So, no. I mean, just brainwashed people. I just, you know, I don't know what to make of it. And
under shock that people honestly think, even after getting their gene therapies, that somehow wearing a scam is going to stop them from a virus that they allegedly got a gene therapy for.
And not only that, they're starting some of that, this is at least up in King County, that knock on the door shit. So, you know, I'm working frantically to try to get the hell on out of here.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for that to come here.
Yeah, I was wondering about if there's any updates on that, because there has been no news here about it.
Well, as far as I know, they haven't done it here yet.
I just know here in Florida, they're not going to be very welcome.
And I'm doing it, so I'm working frantically. I heard from somebody last night, one of the complexes at least emailed me, and somebody's supposed to call me tomorrow. Oh, very well, they said very shortly, so. But this is just a fix. And the only way for them to know that somebody's having the various spread that was not vaccinated, they would have to test that person. And that's obviously not happening.
Yeah, they're talking about in many school districts across the U.S. that they want daily COVID testing along with the everybody in the schools wearing scams. Can you imagine getting a daily COVID test?
No, that's absolutely horrible, especially for children.
They don't even do that. They don't even do that for people who are been convicted of drunk driving and stuff like that, have them blowing daily. No. Unless you're living in one of those places, one of those flop houses or something like that. But that's ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't get any more conditioning than having to do a daily COVID test.
Plus the fact that you know those things are false positives anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I know I watched one YouTuber that was going to collaborate with another YouTuber, and he went and got a COVID test, even though he was feeling fine, and he got tested positive, and he was literally crying in his car, wearing a mask, might I add, alone in his car, crying because he got a positive COVID test, even though he had no symptoms, and only to realize the next day when he got a second one done that it was a false positive. And then he was praising everything. He's saying, oh, I'm so happy I don't have COVID, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, dude, you didn't even have any symptoms. You were fine. Even if you were positive for COVID, you're fine. That's how most people are. If and when they get COVID, geez. Dramatic much? But again, that's Hollywood, like I was talking to you about, Prue. All Hollywood.
And also, I'm still advertising if somebody wants a job to drive me to St. George, because I need a backup alternative. So.
Unfortunately, I don't know anybody that's up there that'd be able to drive down here.
Or somebody who would be willing to come up and pick me up.
Yeah, it's not going to be me, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, whoever is a freedomizer that may live in the area or something like that, or down there in the area. Because I'm not so sure about my choice right now that I actually volunteered, but, you know. And I'm not afraid to say anything to him, about that, to stand up for myself, but it's just, you get so indoctrinated with the propaganda that people just don't see.
By the way, something else I wanted to share before our doctor friend makes it in. So Pfizer, so far this year, has made $33.5 billion in vaccine sales, which is up from $26 billion. So they've made an extra $7.5 billion the first 6 months of 2021. And they say get ready for the third dose, and obviously they'll be able to make wild amounts of money with that next round of gene therapy.
Oh, so sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask, who are the big three that were involved in there? Pfizer, J&J, and who's
Moderna.
I thought that was the name of the shot. Is
yeah,
that
Moderna, because AstraZeneca failed in the testing, and so Creepy Joe gave whatever was left over for the AstraZeneca that was failed, he gave them over to India. And the people in India don't want to mess either.
I thought Lilly was in there, too.
No, it's only those three in the United States. By the way, Critic, our guest is here, so I'm going to take a commercial timeout, and then we're going to come back and bring our guest in, Dr. Jeffrey Barkey from America's Frontline Doctors.
Oh, good.
So I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow or next week or something. So let me go ahead and throw you back in the pond here, and I am going to take our timeout. And when we come back, we're going to have the good doctor, Dr. Jeffrey Barkey from America's Frontline Doctors, joining us. Please stay tuned.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet, your politics. Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And we will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum? Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied.
If you use online discount codes to get the latest and greatest deals, we want to tell you about Giving Assistant. Giving Assistant not only gives you the latest promo code for online savings, it also donates a percent of your purchase to a charity you choose. Please go to givingassistant.org and designate Barefoot is Legal as your preferred 501c3 nonprofit. Then, the next time you shop at thousands of online retailers, a part of your purchase is donated by the company to Barefoot is Legal. Please help fund our mission at zero cost to you. Let the company's help pay for what we do. Go to givingassistant.org and add Barefoot is Legal as your charity. Then, when you shop online, you get savings and the company gives us a small donation. Sign up today and get a freebie for helping out. Thank you for your support. Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolly, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolly, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Joined by one of the America's frontline doctors, Dr. Jeffrey Barkey is back with us on the Proof Negative radio show. Thank you, doctor, for joining us again.
Proof, great to be with you. Thanks for inviting me back.
All right. Yeah, I thought that I might have shocked you or scared you, or you didn't remember who I was when I found you on Facebook as opposed to emailing you.
Well, you did, actually, because instead of using your name that the entire world knows you as, Proof, you used your actual real name, and I didn't recognize it until you reminded me who you were.
That's why I did that.
Exactly.
So, anyway, yeah, I try to have you on every couple of months or whenever there's something important. And obviously, with the vaccine mandates coming, and now that they're pushing all the kids and the adults now to wear scams everywhere again, even if you've been vaccinated, and not many people understand the logic of if you've been vaccinated completely, what difference is a mask going to make?
Well, you know, the thing is, the problem is it's not logical and it's not about science. It's about politics and power. And that's why none of this makes sense to the average person. If vaccines work, then why would you care if I'm vaccinated or not? And if masks work and you choose to wear a mask, why should you care if somebody else is wearing a mask? The problem is this has little to do with vaccines or masking. It's about politics and power. And especially in the People's Republic of California, we're seeing our soon-to-be-recalled governor exerting as much power as he can to try to, you know, affect the election, I think.
So do you think that he's trying to fear people into voting for him?
I think that's part of it. Yeah, absolutely. You know, regardless, I think he's out of touch and people have had enough.
Personally, I think that's a backward strategy. It's like I'm gonna make everybody so scared that even though they don't like me, they're going to vote for me again because I scared him really good for the last year and a half. I think I could scare my way back into another year.
Well, Proof, here's the thing, though. When it relates to masking and vaccines, many on the center-left support his recommendations and the edicts from his unelected healthcare bureaucrats. Where they disagree with him primarily is the hypocrisy. So when he was locking everybody down but enjoying a meal at the French Laundry restaurant up in Napa, people got pissed off. When he's now reinstituting masks and saying that children have to wear masks at schools, yet his own children are attending a camp indoors and were photographed with nobody wearing masks, that's where people are getting pissed off, you know, left, center, and right. So the argument here for his recall is less about that we disagree with his mask policy or his mandated vaccines. That's not going to win the recall. The hypocrisy of his actions, I think, is what's going on. And that's what we're going to be focusing on to try to get him recalled and have the sage from South Central, Larry Elder, be the next governor.
I didn't prep this with you. I didn't know if you were a big Larry Elder fan or not. I've been listening to him for years, and I remember his TV show from 25, 30 years ago as well.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I consider Larry a friend, and I've been listening to him for years. He's had me on his radio show multiple times. He even wrote a blurb on my book I wrote about COVID. Available on my website, by the way, rx4liberty, rx4forliberty CNN.com, COVID-19, a physician's take on the exaggerated fear of the coronavirus. And so, listen, I think I'm a big fan of anybody but Newsom. So if Larry wins and I'm supporting him, awesome. If it's Kevin Kiley, one of our young star legislators from Northern California, I'd be thrilled as well. Or almost anybody not named Newsom will be an improvement from what we have now.
Including Caitlyn Jenner?
Well, listen, certainly I'm not supporting Caitlyn, but should Caitlyn win, it would be better than Newsom. But it's, you know, a lot of people are on Caitlyn's bandwagon, so to speak. I think more out of the, it's sort of like driving down the freeway when there's a car crash. You can't help but turn your head and look. That's kind of the Caitlyn Jenner effect. Although she does speak in conservative tongue, it's not the one I want in the governor's mansion. We don't need another show like that. We got some of that with Arnold Schwarzenegger and the celebrityness, and he was a disaster. And I think Caitlyn may be more conservative than Arnold. It's certainly not my first choice.
No, to be honest, Larry Elder would be a great choice. And I'm not saying that as the best of the bad bunch. I honestly think he would do a great job.
Oh, I agree. He's not the best of the bad bunch. He's my number one choice. I think he would be fantastic. He believes what I believe. Although he has no legislative experience, he can hire that very easily and bring a team with him that knows how to get things done. But listen, the reality is, assuming he wins, we have in California a super majority in the state legislature, both the House and the Senate version of the legislation in California. So Larry ain't going to get any legislation passed. But the governor does have some unique powers. He's got line item veto power over bills that come across his desk. Of course, he can veto bills that come across his desk. Plus, the governor literally appoints thousands and thousands of people to important positions. As you know, Proof, I'm a physician, and the physicians are overseen and licensed by the Medical Board of California. And every member of the Medical Board of California is appointed by the governor. And so it would be a nice change to have him appoint some conservatives to run the medical board rather than the crazy leftists that are up there now.
You mean like a Dr. Spad Atlas or something?
Yeah, sure. I don't know if he's from California, but, yeah, I'd be happy to have him.
I thought he was from Stanford, so that's what I thought.
Oh, you might be right. Yeah, you might be right, but I'd be happy to have him. You know, early in this pandemic, every licensed physician in the state of California received a letter from the medical board, came certified, that said we were warned against prescribing hydroxychloroquine and we could be charged with unprofessional conduct. Never in my, 25, 30 years of practicing medicine have I ever received such a letter from the medical board about a product that has a 65-year proven safety record and studies that show efficacy. It'd be hard to hurt somebody with hydroxychloroquine if you wanted to, but yet there was the leftist medical board sending out a letter to every physician. So that needs to change. And this nonsense of single-payer Medicare for all, Medicare in California, Medi-Cal for all, is ridiculous, and that's a non-starter. So there's a lot of governors can do.
I'll also go on record and say that I think giving free health care to illegals have to stop.
I think so, too. I mean, that which you do just encourages more to come across the border. I'm a huge proponent of immigration. I think it's wonderful, but it needs to be legal. It needs to be merit-based. And we need to be much more careful than what we're doing. On the one hand, we're mass vaccinating the population. I just got a letter from my local hospital that said there's a mandate that all healthcare workers are required to be vaccinated or be tested twice a week and mask up while conducting patient care. Yet at the same time, we're letting illegals across our southern border, and we're not checking whether they're COVID positive. We're not vaccinating them. We're putting them on buses and sending them to the interior of the country. So it's another case of hypocrisy, that we're saying one thing to the American citizens and we're doing another thing for immigrants that are coming into our country. We need to be consistent here.
Yeah, so Wendy, my co-host here, I don't know if you two have met on the show yet.
Yes.
Because I have a different co-host every night of my show. But Wendy actually bought your book, so I was going to let her obviously jump in and say hello and do whatever a co-host would do.
Oh, well, thank you, Wendy. I appreciate that. And hopefully someday if we meet, I'd be happy to sign it for you.
Hi. Yeah, I was on the show once before, and we talked for about an hour or so. So
awesome.
I do have a few questions for you. So for the tested twice a week or getting the jab for you, what's your go-to? What are you going to do?
I'm not getting vaccinated.
Are you going
to get tested? No, I'm not getting tested, and I'm not getting vaccinated. So, I mean, here's my thoughts. Listen, I'm not anti-vax, but I am pro-informed consent. I think the public should have the broad picture of what's going on with the vaccination, both good and bad, and then make an informed decision. So my initial reaction to a government telling me I must do something is to immediately not want to do something. You know, it's
right.
The old adage, when the government says walk, you run, and when the government says run, you walk. You know, I'm very skeptical of our government, especially as it relates to healthcare. So, listen, if you want to get vaccinated, I don't have a problem with that, but you shouldn't be forcing people to get vaccinated. And under no circumstances should a child be vaccinated. That makes no scientific sense whatsoever. And I think a vaccine in a young person is higher risk than any benefit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I remember right, the CDC came up with something 2 weeks ago that said the amount of kids under the age of 18 that got COVID with no underlying side effects or comorbidities was zero.
Yeah, it's really low number, and their own numbers show that if you're less than 20, and you know if you think 20-year-olds, that's really K through 12 plus. If you're less than 20 and you get COVID, the survivability is a ridiculously high number. It's 99.97%. And that's not my number. That's the CDC's number. It's a number so high, it's hard to even understand what it means. So to put things in perspective, a young child has a higher risk of dying from influenza than they do from dying from COVID-19. But we never mandate flu shots or masking or close schools during influenza season. A child has a greater risk of dying in a car crash on their way to school than they do of dying from COVID as a result of being at school. And this narrative that we need to mask children because they're spreading the disease to their teachers is just pure BS. First of all, something like 85 or 90% of all teachers are vaccinated anyways. So if the vaccine works, then you shouldn't care whether the kids are vaccinated. In addition, there's been numerous studies showing that kids simply do not spread COVID asymptomatically to their teachers. In fact, the teachers have the highest risk, not in the classroom, but in the teacher's lounge. That's where they're more likely to get it. And then to put a mask on a child, nobody ever asked the question, what is the consequence of this mandate? What are the risks versus the benefits of what we're recommending? They never, ever ask that question or never explain the answer to the public. And we know that COVID doesn't harm children, but masks do. And they do significantly. We've been studying this for a year. Increased risk of depression, anxiety, learning disorders, suicidal ideation, not to mention Proof, and Wendy, you may remember, it's been about, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 weeks now, there's a group of moms out of Florida, and they collected a bunch of the kids' masks after they were being worn for a few hours, and they sent them to a local lab to be tested. And the mask grew out a whole bunch of nasty stuff, literally pathologic disease-causing bacteria. This was only after a few hours. And then there was another study that was published in JAMA Pediatrics. By the way, they've since retracted it because of such political pressure. But nonetheless, the study showed that after only a few minutes of wearing a mask, children's carbon dioxide level rose to a dangerous level. So just with those two studies alone, not to mention the psychological injury to the children, in my opinion, requiring a child to wear a mask is equivalent to child abuse. And what I'm seeing in my area, I don't know what you guys are seeing, but I'm seeing a lot of parents that have said, I will not send my child back to a government school if they're going to be required to wear a mask, and instead I'm going to homeschool or find a private school that shares my values or a good public charter school. I have a feeling that these government schools, come the end of August and September, are going to be shocked to see a dramatic decrease in their enrollment, and that hurts them in the only place that will get them to change their policy, and that's their wallet.
Well, this might sound like a stupid question, but I have one kid left in school, and they're a senior this year. So I'll be honest, I can't homeschool a senior because a lot of those classes are way beyond my pay grade.
Yeah, I get it. But keep in mind, too, homeschool doesn't mean you, Proof, sit at the kitchen table and you're your kid's teacher. There's a wide array of resources and groups that will get together and do communal learning and everybody homeschooling. But I get where you're coming from. Listen, not everybody can homeschool. There are single moms that have to work where it's just not tenable, you know, or mom and dad that are both working and they can't do it. I get it. There's a lot of options, though, now for alternatives to the traditional school that more and more parents are looking at. But for many parents, it's just not a good option. But I'll tell you, if enough parents don't show up in the fall, they're going to have to change their policy because all of a sudden, all those funds that come in as a result of enrollment will not be there.
So one thing I was considering here was, what if my daughter in November dropped out of high school, even though she's a senior, and the next semester just enroll in a community college? Do you think that would really hurt her that much?
I really don't. I mean, first of all, if you know, my kids are older. I have a daughter who's 26 and a son who's 23. My son, by the way, went to Hillsdale College. And if I had little kids now or kids that were in high school, I'd think hard and long about which college, if any, I'd be sending them to. Our college system is so woke and so indoctrination-oriented, with only a few exceptions like Hillsdale College, a few religious schools, and so forth. I'd rather my kid go to a local JC and get all his general ed degrees, or I'd rather him go to a trade school or do something else. I have a friend whose kid is at USC right now, and they're like $65,000 a year to get indoctrinated for 4 years. I mean, you take $60,000 a year times four, you know, that's a boatload of money. Take that money and start a small business, buy a franchise. There's so much more you could do with that than that education would accomplish. Now, of course, if you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or go into certain scientific fields, you need some of those prerequisites. But for the vast majority of people, you don't need that. And what ends up happening is they send their kids to some elite school with a fancy name. They come home at Christmas, and they're talking all this progressive crap, and they can't understand why. Parents need to stop funding their alma mater that is indoctrinating our students, and we need to start really thinking differently about this automatic urge to send our kids from high school to some crazy liberal college.
Right. I was thinking something along the lines of, say, much smaller, like Riverside Community College or something like
that.
Sure. Not necessarily USC or anything, but just a local community college, get some extra classes in. This way you can bypass the, did you complete high school? Yeah, I took some college classes.
No, I'm with you. Wendy, do you have kids?
No, I do not.
Okay. And what's your perspective on the vaccination? Are you going to run out and get it?
Absolutely not. And
yeah.
Neither is my husband.
Is your employer?
Yeah, can you tell the doctor what's up with your husband's insurance? Because I admit I've never heard of this before, and maybe the doctor has, because he deals with insurances.
Well, my husband, he works at a medical device company. He makes medical parts that go inside people, like for knees and ankles, stuff like that, for surgeons. And he has really good benefits with his company, including free health insurance. And on Friday last week, they sent everyone an email saying that first of all, they strongly encourage everybody to get vaccinated, and for the unvaccinated, they're going to be reviewing and revising the policies and benefits of those who won't get a sticker on their badge, and the only way to get a sticker on your badge is if you get the vaccine or if you've been or if you've had COVID before. So a lot of the guys at work that don't want the vaccine either, they've all been talking, and they're curious to know, well, what are they going to do about our benefits, and how are they going to change our policies for us exactly? Could it mean that we possibly have to pay out of pocket for that?
Yeah.
So I'm kind of leaning towards the religious exemption, because although I do think my husband has a medical exemption, I know that he has to go to a doctor and get tested and everything, so I don't know if it's worth it. So I think we're going to go the religious route.
Yeah, a lot of people are doing that. I think a religious exemption is an easier, more straightforward path than trying the medical exemption route. I haven't heard about a health insurance company saying, if you're unvaccinated and you get COVID, we're not going to cover the consequences of COVID. But it's going to be coming. You know, they're judging people that have COVID like we don't do any other illness. I mean, you know, so you would think then that they should come out with a policy that says if you get syphilis or gonorrhea because you didn't practice safe sex, that we're not going to cover you for that, or a whole host of other behavioral related diseases. But somehow not getting a COVID vaccine is now a mark on your record as you're a Scrooge to society. And until people start pushing back against this, this is what's coming. It's tyranny that's coming right down the pipe. We're living in dystopic times right now. It's unbelievable, some of these things that are happening.
Right. Because I did hear that if he got a medical exemption, that it would basically be a slam dunk, that he wouldn't have to worry about it. But
no,
the thing is
the
that
is
I know he
it's would... not a it's not a slam dunk. Even prior COVID infections with documentation of antibodies is not enough to it's not a medical exemption. They still think you need a vaccine. Doesn't make any scientific sense, but that's what they're doing. It's absolutely insane that we're even having this conversation. I mean, it's unbelievable what's gone on in this country with vaccines and COVID. We're behaving in a way that is reminiscent of the old Soviet Union or communist China, or, you know, you name your dictatorship, that's how we're behaving. You know, where did personal freedom and liberty go?
Right.
Well, again, we're told that that's bad if you think that your thoughts are more important than the group, then you're evil.
Exactly. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah. That's why I've been working on his religious exemption. We're in Florida right now, so luckily there hasn't been anything mandated or forced upon anybody yet, but from the emails that I've seen them receiving, we're very cautious.
Yeah, well, fortunately in Florida, you've got a governor with some balls that knows how to push back and say no despite the pressure. So that's why a lot of my friends and other people from these crazy blue states are moving to the great state of Florida, despite the fact that, you know, you've got crazy humid weather, giant mosquitoes, and crocodiles that'll eat you. But besides that, man, they're flooding to Florida.
Oh, come on. Why does everybody say that we have alligators everywhere?
I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes they're crocodiles. You should know that.
yeah, I don't know, crocodiles, alligators, whatever they are. They're these big things. They chase you down the street, and then they eat you.
Oh, my gosh. My husband's brother is scared of coming down to Florida or going on our boat because he says it's too low to the sea level and that he's scared of alligators. And we're like, come on, we have literally never seen an alligator every single time we've gone out on our boat. Come on.
Where in Florida are you?
Southwest Florida and Naples.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, got to get down there for sure and experience a little bit of freedom. You know, unfortunately, our freedoms are being taken away. And there's a great quote I love by the guy who wrote that document, the Declaration of Independence, a bunch of years ago, Thomas Jefferson. And he said, there's no justification for taking away individuals' freedoms in the guise of public safety. And that's exactly what we're seeing with these tyrannical, unelected bureaucrats that are infringing on our liberty in the name of public health.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a scary thing. I would have never thought that this kind of thing could have happened or would be happening or that we would be having this conversation.
You certainly have less of it in Florida, no doubt about it.
Of course, yes. I've heard terrible stories in California.
Oh yeah, yeah. This state has gone crazy, and that's why I know a lot of friends that have moved to Tennessee and Idaho, even, and our neighboring state of Arizona, and certainly to Florida, et cetera. So it's been insane.
Mm-hmm.
But would Larry Elder make that much of a difference in California? Do you think that would stop people from moving in droves?
Well, I don't know about that, but it'll help. I think if we're successful and Larry gets inaugurated as governor, I think perhaps some of the political tides will shift. First of all, you know how articulate Larry is, and he will have the bully pulpit as governor. He'll get a lot of free media. Everybody will want to cover him. And there's no one better than to articulate conservative and libertarian principles. You know, for years, the left has been far more effective at articulating terrible ideas than the right has at articulating much better ideas. And with somebody like Larry in the driver's seat, that would shift. Plus, he does have a lot of power as governor. He will veto crazy bills, line item veto things, make appropriate appointments. So I think it'll help. Now, you know, in California, the next governor race, if this recall goes through, is Elder would have to run for reelection in November 2022. So he'll literally be in office for only 1 year, but he'll be in a good position to then run in a general election. And who knows what's going to happen? There are a lot of angry people, not just on the right here in California, with what Newsom has done and how the state has run, that hopefully the political tides are shifting.
Well, but look at it this way, too, though. If Larry Elder gets in there, he could create an election bill like Texas and Georgia and others have done, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no doubt about it. And he also
believes. And Nancy Pelosi would be extremely angry about that.
Yes, she would. Larry also believes that just like Newsom has used his emergency powers to do things and bypass a lot of regulation, that Larry might be able to do that as well. For example, he could say that the state is in a state of emergency for some of our water issues. We haven't built a new reservoir anywhere in California in like 100 years or something. So he could call a state of water emergency, bypass a lot of the environmental regulations that are required anytime you build something, and allow developers to immediately start building on reservoirs. He could also say the same for education. Something like 50% of blacks in California can't read, write, or do math at grade level. So he'll declare an education emergency and bypass some of the tenure laws and allow school districts to fire underperforming teachers. So those are some of the ideas that he has. So whether that actually will play out, I don't know. But I think it's an interesting strategy if he does become our governor.
And I wonder, though, if there's a butterfly effect on that, in the sense of, if Newsom is out, then governors like we call him Governor Shitsack here in Nevada, they have less power because they don't have their buddy next to them.
Oh yeah, there's no question about that. I think it could be a whole domino effect if we're able to recall the governor, and then hopefully next maybe some of the legislators and so forth. Listen, there's a level of activism here on the right that I haven't seen. Actually, I can't ever remember seeing it. From local school board races where parents are pissed off at their local district for bringing forward these ethnic study electives and critical race theory curriculum, to city council races where they're tired of some of these, you know, close up the shop policies. You know, it's funny, that just reminded me, you guys have heard this story because it's been national. There's a restaurant in Huntington Beach called Basilico's.
Yes.
The owner is a guy named Tony Roman. He's a friend. And during the height of the pandemic, he refused to close, and he refused to mandate masks. As a matter of fact, he went so far as he had a sign on his window that said no masks allowed in the middle of the pandemic. And just to piss off the left, he put a big billboard in downtown L.A. with a play off the Godfather movie, and it said something like, leave your mask, take the cannoli. And and now just last week Tony put a sign on his door that said verification of your unvaccinated status required. Tony is a walking Babylon Bee.
So how do you do that? How do you prove that you didn't get a vaccine?
Well, you don't actually do that. He meant that sarcastically, tongue in cheek, just to piss off the left. I don't know that there's actually a way. But the point is, he doesn't care. He welcomes everybody, vaccinated, unvaccinated. He wants everybody to live their life in freedom, that he believes freedom is more important than any health risk. And he refuses to allow people in that are wearing masks. So it's sort of like a mini patriot rally every evening that he's open. And he's never been busier. His food is fantastic. And he has had exactly zero cases of COVID outbreak as a result of his policies.
I just feel bad that I haven't been to his restaurant yet. I haven't been out of Nevada in about a year.
Yeah, well, you don't even have to hop on an airplane. You can just drive to Southern California from Nevada.
Yeah,
it's worth a drive just to support Tony. As a matter of fact, you should come out and you could get Tony as a guest on your show.
I bet he'd
hop on Proof Negative Radio.
All right. Well, if I come out, I'll let you know, and then we'll meet there.
Yeah, please do.
So are you in Orange County or San Diego County? Wendy was wondering.
I'm in Orange County.
I told you.
All right,
you
I was wrong.
I was right. Yay.
Well, I am a frequent guest on KUSI, which is a Fox affiliate TV, local TV out of San Diego. So some people see me on there and assume that I'm in San Diego, but no, we're in Orange County.
I just thought you were kind of on one of those border towns.
Yeah. Well, kind of, you know, I'm not too far from a very important, dangerous border, and that's the border between Orange County and Los Angeles County. You know, we're thinking of building a wall to keep those Angelinos out of Orange County because they're crazy up there.
Oof, yeah. Don't blame you. I mean, I've seen a little bit of that, and I definitely don't blame you. But I heard that in Orange County, I think it was last week, they were talking about vaccine passports.
Yeah, they are. You know, listen, we still have a conservative majority on our county board of supervisors, but they're a little wishy-washy, and there's been a lot of pressure put on them by local residents. Almost every single county board meeting now, is filled with patriots expressing their often not so polite opinion as to what the supervisor should do. So that's an example of civic engagement that has never been seen before to this level. I mean, normally, you know, listen, I served on a school board for 12 years, and it was rare that anybody would show up to watch our school board meeting. The parents would show up if we were honoring their kids or, you know, celebrating a district school, but you'd never get parents there doing public comment. And now it's rare that there's a school board meeting where you don't have a filled school board, you know, conference room with parents that want to speak to the school board, and that's happening all over Southern California.
But you know what's even weirder, though, is I've seen so many videos where the school board members talk trash, including cursing out people that are simply speaking and giving their opinions. I've never seen that kind of unprofessionalism before.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I just can't believe you can drop an F-bomb on somebody because they said, I don't want you guys approving critical race theory. And
I
so
know,
they could just come out and just drop profanities on people.
Yeah, the level of public discourse has really deteriorated. And, you know, listen, I think it's really important that the public get involved and get involved in local school board races and city council races. It's not just about who your congressperson is or senator or what have you. Your life is much more affected by who's on your school board or city council than who's in the White House. And I'm glad to see much more engagement in local politics than we've seen before.
Yeah, I'm going to add one other one that's just as important that you didn't add. If you have kids, it's extremely important to find out who your family court judges are.
Yeah, that may be true. That may actually be true. But I'll tell you the other thing that's happening now is, you know, with all this information that's being leaked, you know, we heard about Bank of America leaking credit card information to identify people that were at the state capitol on January 6th.
Yes.
Well, who's to say that physicians aren't going to leak information about who has or doesn't have COVID, who has or hasn't been vaccinated? So never before is it more important that your professionals that you seek, your attorney, your accountant, your physician is in alignment with whatever your belief system is, because unfortunately, information, your personal information can be weaponized against you. And I wouldn't trust a doctor that doesn't believe what you believe and you're choosing not to be vaccinated to somehow leak that information out to the press or to local authorities, et cetera, to, you know, to harm you into submission to what they believe is correct. And so I think we're seeing this kind of division going on. I mean, listen, I love going to Tony Roman's restaurant, not just because the food is good, and it is, but because I want to support fellow patriots. And you're not going to find me in a Starbucks anymore. Why would I want to patronize an institution that hates what I believe in? And, you know, you name the restaurant, and if they hate me and they don't stand up for my values, I'm no longer going to shop there. And I'm going to try to purposely shop and dine at places that believe what I believe and support, you know, freedom and liberty and independence and informed consent. And I think we all have to start doing that. And unfortunately, conservatives have never wanted to do that kind of thing. We've always wanted to mind our own business. If the ice cream or coffee is good, then I'm just going to go there. Whatever they're involved in politics doesn't really matter. But that's not what they do to us. They try to destroy us every opportunity they can. And if you're not a giant conglomerate, if you're not somebody like Mike Lindell at MyPillow that can survive and endure the doxing and the criticism, then, you know, then you're kind of beat into submission, so you don't lose your job and you're not publicly criticized and so forth. So it's time for us conservatives to stick together, to shop at conservative businesses, to dine at conservative restaurants, and to stop going to places that hate us.
Exactly. So I picked up a sponsor last year for the radio show. We proudly use Imperfect Foods because I'm not going to deal with Sprouts or Whole Paycheck that doesn't want our money when you can get groceries delivered to your house for cheaper prices than Sprouts and Whole Paycheck, and you don't have to argue with the mask Gestapo.
Are they in Southern California?
Absolutely.
Imperfect Foods.
Yeah, I'll send you a link after the show.
Yeah, I'll have to check it out. Yeah, no, I'd love that. With, you know,
and
it's,
I also
it's not
do
always...
another one out of California. I don't know if I get a referral or not for this, but it's for Strictly Farms. It's only organic fruits and vegetables, but it's Grub Market.
I love it. I mean, it's not always easy to do to know who believes what. And, you know, fortunately, I think retail and the like ought to stay out of politics anyways. I remember years ago, maybe you remember this, Proof, that during Michael Jordan's time when he was playing basketball, he was, you know, sponsored by Nike, of course, and there was some comment about his Air Jordans, and he was asked some political question, and Jordan said, "No, listen, Republicans and Democrats both buy shoes. Why would I want to alienate one group?" And I think more businesses and athletes, especially athletes, should stay the heck out of politics. I don't really care what a baseball player thinks about politics. I watch him for his baseball excellence, not his political persuasion. And when the women's Olympic soccer team all decide to kneel for the national anthem, I'm going to turn off the TV, and quite frankly, I'm going to root for the opposing team. Because if you don't want to represent America as the greatest country on God's green earth, and instead you want to go to an international stage and kneel and disrespect the country that you're supposed to represent, get the hell out of here. Go home. Go live in another country. There's plenty of people that will step up and represent and be proud to be an American. And this garbage of kneeling before our flag in an international competition, if it were up to me, those athletes would not be wearing American colors.
Mm-hmm. No, they could trade houses with somebody in Cuba. Let the Cubans take their raft up here, and they switch keys in Miami, and then the person coming up from Cuba can have the American's house, and the American can live in squalor in the Cuban's house, and they could be happy.
Exactly. But they'll have equity in Cuba, so that if that's what they care about, let them move to Cuba.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I just think it's sad that the biggest applause in the Olympics was the soccer team losing. That was the biggest story, and everybody was so happy about that. And the sad thing is I don't think the women's soccer is going to acknowledge or understand what happened.
No, they won't. And, I mean, to be honest, you know, my wife and I have not watched a second of Olympics on TV. And I used to, you know, back in the day, I used to really love it. Come home from work, turn the TV on, watch a game, cheer on the American athletes, and so forth. I've not watched a minute of the Olympics. I'll catch it on the sports page in the morning, but that's about it. And when I read the other day that the Olympic women's soccer team lost, I mean, I kind of feel bad, but I was happy that they did because they disrespected our country. They don't even deserve to be there, let alone win a medal.
But I just don't think that this liberalism style of life, I just don't think that could be a long-term success here. I just don't see, and maybe it's just the myopic me or something, but I just can't see going full-blown North Korea here. I mean, is it possible? Yes, but I just don't think that we as a country are wound up that way to just accept a North Korean-Venezuelan fusion of communism.
Yeah, I certainly hope not. I certainly hope not. You know, I think it might get worse before it gets better. But I think the country is waking up to see what American Marxism, Mark Levin's new book, looks like. And it's very, very ugly. but it's here to stay for a while, and it's going to, you know, take constant vigilance to reverse it.
Yeah, I just think that Larry Elder would be a good start.
Yeah, I'd love to see the sage in the governor's mansion. And as a matter of fact, he's speaking at an event in Orange County, and I'm going to have the privilege of introducing him tomorrow. And
okay.
We'll, I'm sure, share fun and hear about what's going on in his campaign.
Great.
Yeah, because like I said, I just think that Larry Elder winning takes the abuse powers of Washington State, Oregon, and Nevada. I just think that chops them down because they don't have Big Brother Newsom to look at anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it also ruins Newsom's ascent to even higher office as a result of being recalled. So, listen, we'll see what happens. You know, we've got another month and a half to go before the recall. Newsom has a war chest of millions and millions of dollars. He is allowed, as the elected being recalled, to collect unlimited funds from individuals, whereas the candidates that are running against them have campaign limits, so they're at a disadvantage to begin with. So over the next month and a half, we're going to see the airways flooded with pro and anti-recall messages. It'll be pretty interesting to see. And then, of course, he's trying to rig the whole election. In this election, it's going to be entirely 100% by mail ballot. So every registered voter and about 1.5 million voters that aren't even on the rolls will be getting ballots to either mail in or turn in. And interestingly, you know, the last election cycle, there were 1.5 million more ballots mailed out than we had registered voters, but they continue to resist the idea of cleaning up the voter rolls to make sure that it matches.
But I did hear that if Gavin Newsom loses, then he wants to try to take Dianne Feinstein's spot in the Senate.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. I mean, you know, listen, this is still a red, this is still a blue state, and we're a ways away from a Republican winning a Senate seat again here in California. Hopefully the tide will change.
Well, he's looking at it like Dianne Feinstein seriously pushing 90. I think she's 87 years old or something, and so he would just go to take that seat over.
Yeah, I can't remember when she's up for re-election, if it's 22 or 24, but you know, I suspect she'll be retiring soon.
I just can't see. Well, I guess Pelosi's 81 years old herself. I don't know how long that lasts.
My wife was listening, and she's politically connected with some really smart folks, and there's some rumors that that Dianne Feinstein may give up her seat to allow Newsom to take it to avoid the whole recall shenanigans.
I've heard that rumor. That's kind of what I was alluding to.
Yeah. So who knows? Politics is
because
crazy.
That would be, as long as he still has a landing spot and he technically was not recalled, that doesn't tarnish him as much.
That's correct.
Because he still thinks
that's...
he's a presidential candidate. He thinks he can run against Kamala and or Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady.
Exactly. So I don't know, maybe a few weeks before the recall vote, he does some polling, and if he thinks he's going to lose, he just simply slides into that Senate seat with Feinstein resigning. So
yeah,
anyways,
that's pretty much what I
see. Some political insiders that my wife is connected with are betting on that. If they had to bet on what's going to happen.
Yeah, I definitely could see that. So, what's on your speaking agenda here? Are you traveling at all? Doing any speaking events? I know tomorrow have Larry Elder.
Tomorrow I'm going to introduce Larry Elder. I'm going to be on the High Wire tomorrow with Del Bigtree.
Okay.
So I'm really looking forward to that. That guy's on fire. I do a couple recurrent radio posts here in the LA Orange County market. I do a lot of speaking at churches on COVID vaccines and masks. So, you know, my wife and I travel a lot around the local and the greater Orange County area and speak. And occasionally I get asked to go out of state. We've been to Colorado a couple times talking to some freedom groups out there. So, you know, I do what I can and try to balance with what I have going on with my, you know, of course, I also do work full-time as a physician, so I can't take too much time away from work.
Yeah, your patients will be looking at you like, I've been trying to get this fixed for 6-7 weeks. Why aren't you around?
Exactly. They look at me and say, oh, now I see you're on TV again, so that's why you're not answering the phone.
Yeah, I mean, you can get away with that every so often, but it has to be the rarity and not the everyday event.
Well, fortunately, my practice is filled with a lot of patriots, so they understand what I'm doing and cheer me on and support my efforts, and I try to support them with some of the tyranny that's going on in our school system and our work system and a lot of these mandates, and try to help them negotiate strategies for dealing with some of these mandates, whether it's
so
a mask.
So what is your general area of practice out there?
I'm a primary care. I'm a concierge primary care physician.
Oh, okay.
So it's a membership practice, and I see little kids and grandma and grandpa and everything in between.
Okay.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it is very cool. So instead of thousands of patients like a traditional primary care doctor, we only have hundreds of patients, and as a result, we're able to establish very close personal relationships with our patients and provide them an extraordinary level of service. So all my patients have my cell phone number. They can email me, call me on my phone if they need be, same day appointments and even house calls if necessary.
That's excellent. I think that's an awesome idea to have. I heard about concierge doctors, but of course I don't think I can ever afford one, at least not yet. But I think
there's a wide range of price, Wendy, and as a matter of fact, one of the pioneers of this concierge model was an organization out of Florida called MDVIP, and they manage physicians' practices and help them become concierge doctors. And so they're a large nationwide group now that help this. We're not part of them. We're independent. But Florida was one of the pioneering states for concierge medicine.
Oh, that's excellent. I think that's better having...
We just got the 90-second buzzer, so we're going to have to wrap this up here. But, Doctor, can you give everybody your website and let everybody know one last time about your book?
Absolutely. Website is Rx for Liberty, Rx4, spelled F-O-R, liberty.com. And on the website, you can sign up for my email. Comes out, every couple weeks. I don't spam you. I don't try to sell you anything. It's just pieces that I write or clips from TV shows that I'm on. The book is COVID-19, A Physician's Take on the Exaggerated Fear of Coronavirus. Link to it on my website directly to my publisher, or you can also get it on that evil conglomerate, Amazon.
All right. Well, I'll probably bother you at the end of August, early September, barring any very important, pressing vaccine news or something.
Yep, great to be with you, Bruce and Wendy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Come on down and let's meet at Basilica.
Okay. Excellent. I appreciate it. Thank you, Dr. Wendy.